This is Mr. O'Sullivan here with some very special second grade students, and they're going to talk about how they use technology in the classroom or in their lives. And first we have a couple of girls. And what is your name?
Emily.
And what do you want to talk about?
Moment.
And what is your name?
Rosario.
And you have Monument app as well, is that correct? The two of you do?
Yes.
So let me ask you, why do you like Monument app?
Because it's an app you can solve these puzzles
with your fingers and with a little girl.
And what is the game about, or what is the whole thing about?
Let her play in different levels.
Very good. And let me ask you, why is it fun?
Because you can actually do this with a friend if you'd like.
Yeah.
And it's very fun to solve these puzzles.
And do you think it teaches you anything?
I think it does teach you how to find technology.
And what kinds of things do you learn while you're playing the game? What kinds of things do you learn how to do, do you think?
Different kinds of things that we do with this game is like it helps the little girl get around different levels.
And is it so easy or is it not so easy?
It's not always easy, but it's
some levels are easy, but some other levels are hard.
And why are they hard?
Because you really have to think through this and how you're going to solve the puzzle.
And there's like these little black ones that are just yelling at the little girl.
So you told me that it's you really have to think through it to solve the puzzles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does it make you feel if you finish one of the puzzles?
It makes me proud because I did it all by myself.
It makes me feel proud because if it's like a really hard level and I've actually passed it already, it makes me feel proud of myself that I've passed it.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for telling me about Monument app. Thank you. And next, we have a girl. Hello. What is your name and what would you like to talk about?
My name is Giselle and I love to talk about Globe.
So the app that you have on the iPad right now is Gloop app. And why did you want to talk about Gloop?
Because it's an awesome mob that is kind of like glowing slime that you can like build little balls with and like explode the balls.
It looks like a lot of fun on your iPad right now. Can you tell me what's happening?
Right now I'm making a big ball so I can like play with it all around, and right now I exploded.
Very cool. And can you change the background of your Gloop app?
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, well, the good news is you can if you tap the screen 3 times, and you can change the background image, which is really cool too. But if you make something cool in Gloop, what do you do with it if you make something amazing?
I'll take a screenshot and publish it on the wall.
And why? What does that mean?
That means that I'm proud of my work that I just want to show it to my classmates.
And if you publish your work on the classroom wall, who gets to see it?
My friends and my family.
And how do you feel when they look at your work?
I feel proud of myself.
Why?
Because I published it on the wall with feelings.
Very cool. And what do you think the word publish means?
Publish means like putting something on the wall.
And what is the wall?
The wall is the place where you publish your pictures and videos and even movies.
Have you published movies?
Yeah.
What kind of movies have you made?
Like a farm movie, like a fairy tale movie, like a fable movie. All types of movies.
And how do you make movies?
Well, you can go to stop motion, or you can go to movie making, which is right over here in the green spot.
And what is stop motion? Because if let's say someone has never even heard of that before, can you tell me what stop motion is?
Stop motion is an app where you can do like movies, and you have to take pictures to create a movie.
Very cool. So you take lots of little photographs and turn them into movies and publish it?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty amazing. What grade are you in?
I'm in second grade.
Sweet. Excellent stuff. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
That's it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your ideas about Gloop and about stop motion and all of that. Thank you. And next, we have a young man. Sir, what is your name and what do you want to talk about?
Julian, and I want to talk about Ions 2 Plus.
So, Julian, you want to talk about Ions 2 Plus. Julian, what is Ions 2 Plus?
It's like an app that you can like play with all like different kind of like apps. It's almost like apps, but it's like fun to play with them, and you can make them in any shape.
And why is it fun? Why is it such a fun app, do you think?
Because I think it's fun because I like how the way it creates new little things to play with on the app.
So if you make something fun and something cool, what do you do with it when you're done?
Publish it on the wall.
And how do you do that?
I take a screenshot and then I share it and then I publish it on the wall.
And what does publishing it on the wall mean?
It means like when you take a photo of something and then you like want to share it with someone else.
And who do you share it with?
I share it with my whole family.
So does your family see the stuff that you publish?
Not all the time, but yeah.
And what do they say when they see your work?
They like it. They say keep it up.
And how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel proud of myself.
Why?
Because I like how my family likes my work and I like how I like my own work.
Excellent. And who else gets to see your work when you publish it?
Sometimes my friends and my cousins.
Very cool. And how do you feel when they look at your work?
Proud too.
Why?
Because they say that I want to try to publish something.
Excellent. And are you an expert at publishing?
Yes.
That's great to hear. Well, thank you so much for telling me your ideas about Ions 2 Plus and publishing. Thank you so much. Thank you, second grade, for sharing your ideas about technology.